the problem.
Call us at 314-394-1923. Listen to Maximize Living every weekend and call us now to change the way you view and manage your health. 314-394-1923. This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side.
I can't understand why anybody would think the show's funny. What's wrong with these people? I don't get it. I tried to listen, but I think it's funny. It's just people talking about nothing. What's the deal?
Life can be so sweet.
Who is this?
Terry Seinfeld.
Terry?
Yeah, Jerry's brother.
Oh.
His brother. I'm as funny as he is. I don't get any credit. I talk to Slack, and no one gives me time of day.
Yeah. Thanks, Terry. Terry Seinfeld. The little-known brother of Jerry. This
rover. Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive-compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
Oh, I like that.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
How does I know the sunny side of the street? That's not even funny. That song doesn't even fit the show. What's Willie Nelson singing that song? Got to do with anything.
Almost sounds like he could be related to Dr. Phil also.
Yeah, a little similarity there.
Dr. Phil's first name? Or is it
Phil McGraw?
Dr. Phil.
Phil McGraw. Yeah, his first name is Doctor.
Doctor. What's Dr. Phil's first name?
Oh, man.
Dan Strauss, everybody. Only Dan, yeah.
Thank you. I realized what I said.
That's not even funny either. What he said wasn't funny. What's his first name? It's just stupid.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. You're done. Terry Seinfeld. He's done now. What's done? You know, write that down. That goes in our book of Danisms.
The annals.
Yeah. Anal. Yeah. Is it anal or anal?
I don't know.
Dr. Phil. What's Dr. Phil's first name? That's a good one. Yeah, he drives me nuts, too, that Dr. Phil.
Yep.
With that Southern, what is that, Texas supposed to be? It seems to me that you people need to just sit down on the couch and talk it out.
You know what? This is crap.
This is crap.
We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop it. This.
Are you an idiot? Are you a moron?
Yeah.
Are you effing stupid?
I'm not even really a doctor, but nobody questions it. I just have an accent, and I just talk common sense. Yeah, get together and around the table or something and discuss it. You're your own worst enemy.
Wow.
Bill McGraw.
Yeah, Bill McGraw.
His grandson.
Thank you. That'll be tomorrow. Yeah, we'll start the show. Why would anybody listen to this? It's obviously some sort of deficiency that causes them to think they need this kind of program. It's not even funny. Yeah, Bill McGraw.
Wow, that morphed into a little bit of
Bill Clinton.
Pat Robertson. Yeah.
They all have a common denominator. Good afternoon and welcome to the last day of the month. Let me just go ahead and tell you now, tomorrow, don't try to trip us up with some April Fool's thing. You know, we're well aware that tomorrow's April Fool's, and you need to wake up aware of it too, because some of you listening are going to get that call from that guy who's so funny, and he's going to tell you, hey, I just drove by and I saw flames coming out of your upper room of your house there. I think your house is on fire. April Fool's.
Ha ha.
Yeah. Hey, is that a spider on your shoe? April Fool's. Yeah, we don't do that. We don't play that game. I don't. How did that start?
I don't know. And why is it April? Why is it the 1st of April? Yeah, April Fool's.
June Fool's. What's the deal?
I don't know.
It's stupid. We have a lot of... well, let's start with the sad news. We're losing a longtime listener who's in hospice care, and I think you know that when hospice comes in, I think we all know what that means. Clock's ticking and about to run down. Southside Harry.
Yeah.
Southside Harry, 77, and is with hospice, and he doesn't have long left. And, you know,
Couldn't be more AM and PM.
No, you can't be more AM and PM than Harry. He's a former firefighter.
Yeah, and he's the one that would call us every year on July the 7th to say happy anniversary.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was as loyal as, he's still around. He is as loyal as they come. But he's not going to be with us long. That's the fact. And a very close friend of his has sort of kept me in the loop as to his condition. And
he was real proud he had gotten sober towards the end of his life after a long time. Yeah.
And I think I have actually met Harry, and this is where I wish I were better at remembering who, what, when, where, that kind of thing. His wife went with another lady named Linda on to the Dominican Republic with us, and I wasn't aware of that until she sent me this email today.
I do remember that.
And it was two ladies traveling together. One was Linda, the other was Harry's wife. And I think I've even met Harry at some event back when I used to do that stuff. And if there would be a way to do it, I would love to have had a chance over the years to meet the Harrys, the real hardcore, loyal, been with us forever, can tell you everything. They know why Rat Boy says cheese, and they know his
cheese.
Real name. That's right, Rat Boy. A lot of people know how you got started. You can't do it, obviously, but it'd be nice to just meet those people. So Harry's last name, I had it at, I'm not sure about the pronunciation. I don't have it in front of me, but I think the people who know him know who we're talking about. Former firefighter, Southside Harry. He's been a listener for years and called numerous times.
And
so,
I know his grandson, and I've seen his grandson out several times and have talked with him, and he said that Harry has some of the coolest pictures from when he was a firefighter of, like, warehouses burning, and you see the background. In the background, the arch is being built.
Wow.
And things like that. He said he's it's really cool pictures of when he was a firefighter.
I hope Harry's comfortable for the remaining days, which now brings me to something else. We'll get all the sadness out of the way. The guy who works here, John Beaver is getting better. He has been in intensive care for almost 2 months and has... I don't know, double pneumonia and then something else, and it's a mess. Was put in a coma for a couple of weeks. He's been on his lungs were completely incapable of keeping him going.
So H1N1 too.
H1N1. Which I'm glad they don't call it you know what flu anymore. It's called the H1N1 flu and double pneumonia. So this guy, what a battle this guy's had. And Did you guys go and look at this? It's called caringbridge.org.
You remember Dan Frizz that was the a listener? And his wife, when he had his fall and was going through all of his stuff with his head injury and everything, his wife was posting stuff on that Caring Bridge.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a site, caringbridge.org. And you go there, and if somebody is in the hospital... Yeah, you get updates, you read posts from other people, family and friends, and I went on there and I read a few things, and I know there'll never be another way. This is just the way the world is, that a few people get the credit and the acknowledgments, and then other people don't. They're in the background. But I wish the John Beavers of the world, and the Jim Hewers and the Sherrys, and, you know, we've got some people working here who are... They're like John Beaver in the sense that, and you folks have probably worked with somebody like this, nobody dislikes them. That's the best way to put it. Nobody dislikes them. And that's a tremendous trait that I'm not capable of having. And I've known in my life, and I will tell you, I think for the most part, my wife fits into that category. And I think it's because she doesn't dislike anybody. She likes everybody, and that's what you get back. She's real reluctant to criticize anybody, and when I do, she goes, well, you know, you don't know the whole story. But I mean, usually she's right, I hate to say it, but I tend to place a label and judge and go, you know, I don't want to be around. And
half glass full, half glass empty.
Right, I'm usually right about people. I really am. And, you know, I wrote a little note to Beaver on that site, and I said, you know, I got about a 98% track record when it comes to people. And my wife will tell you that. Once, it doesn't take me long, and I'll go scumbag, good guy, bad guy, crook, cheater, liar. And I said, you know, you are one of those people. You'd be hard-pressed if your assignment was to go out and find people to say bad things about you. You couldn't do it. I mean, Hewer's the same way. Jim Hewer, the guy that works here, and he's on the air some. But I just think that I don't know how you people manage to do that, to go through your whole life and not have anybody have anything bad to say about it. It's tough to do. I think maybe to do it, you have to be in the background, because I think once you're kind of pushed into the spotlight, you become judged more harshly. If that makes any sense. So John Beaver, good news. I know most of you don't know him, but we owe him this. The guy's only 40 years old, for goodness sakes, and he was knocking at death's door there for a little bit. So he's coming around. That's good. One other last thing, as long as we're in this sort of category.
And he also goes by Mini P.
Mini P. Right. Mini Pinion, yeah.
Yes.
George Weber Sr. Passed away. 76. Now, we've had our share over the years of fun. Hi, George Weber, yeah. Weber Chevrolet. And I've got a Chevy sponsor, Landoff, and I'm sure John won't mind if I do this. I don't know George Weber well, but I will tell you, the second advertiser in my radio career in this form, in the form I'm doing it now, was George Weber. And the first was Joe's Meat Market. And the commercials were $90 a piece. I still remember this. And then along came George Weber. And in 1984, Lee Sherwood and I, because Weber was an advertiser, we went in and we were gonna get the deal of the century. We were gonna buy two 84 Corvettes. And we talked it out, and I said, look, we'll hit him with a two, you know, you're selling two. Not just one. Maybe we'll get an extra special deal. And not for some reason. I know the reason. Lee Sherwood, who was my partner on the show, was really well-read. This is the guy that went on a cruise and read 7 books. I mean, real books, like John Grisham type, big books. A book a day. So he starts reading about this 84 Corvette. And he says, wow, this is a bad car. He said, this is, we don't want this. This car's got all kinds of trouble. And sure enough, the 84 Corvette was just a disaster. It had all, okay, it was the first year for that incarnation of the Corvette. That was the year that they went to what still is kind of the look of the Corvette, but there were all kinds of technical mechanical problems. And then 85, it looked exactly the same, but all the bugs were out. 85 was the year to get. So Lee, wherever you are, kept us from making a horrible decision to buy an 84 Corvette. But I don't remember much about George Weber. I remember that when I would go into his office desk looked just like my desk would look if I had a desk at work. Cluttered, just piled up. I mean, you couldn't see any of the surface of the desk. There's no desktop to be seen. And I remember I said, George, how can you possibly find anything? I mean, it was just stacks of stuff. Remember those spindles while you were out and those pink... well, the secretary would go, while you were out, peon called.
Yeah.
And they'd stick him on a spindle. And he must have had 100 of these things jammed on the spindle that he hadn't gotten back to yet. And it was the most disorganized thing I've ever seen. He said, I know where everything is on this desk. anything I decide I want. And he just reached under a pile of stuff. And he said, like, I know that right here. And he pulled something out from under it is this. And it's exactly what he thought it would be. He just, that was his system, was George. So, obviously, always grateful to everybody who gave me a chance to speak for them. And then I got to wondering, what happened, why he discontinued the advertising. And I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to guess ad agency intervention. That's usually what happens. An ad agency gets a hold of people, and they say, you're spending all this money on this guy, Frank Opinion. We got a better idea. Well, their better idea has a commission for them in it. That's their better idea. That's always their better idea, is to get you off of there, put you on TV or another station so they can get a commission. So I don't know what happened, but I'm grateful to George Weber for giving me a chance to sell a few Chevys back in, my goodness, the 80s. And I think that's all the sad news. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do.
All right. Here with something other than sad news, I assume.
Yes.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Yes. This is it's food.
You're welcome.
This is food related, and you
welcome.
Like Ritz crackers, correct?
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. I love Ritz
you're
crackers.
You're welcome.
Oh,
he's
thank
waiting
you.
For things.
No. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank.
Yes, I don't know why you say I love them. I've never really talked much about Ritz. In fact, I haven't had a Ritz cracker, I'll bet, in 5-6 years. But, yes, I like
really?
Ritz crackers. Yeah. I haven't had one in at least 5 or 6 years.
Ritz crackers and club crackers. They're both.
Oh, club man. Crackers. Club crackers.
They're
greatest.
Delicious.
But yeah, now, when you go to a restaurant, they have that little wicker basket.
Oh, man.
I pull all the club crackers.
Oh,
the
yeah.
ones I don't eat are those Melba Toast things.
Oh,
like
I love Melba Toast.
I like Melba Toast.
Yeah, yeah, I like
cardboard.
Those.
Club crackers are they're the greatest. So,
Melba Toast with some butter on it. But the Ritz crackers, they've morphed into different flavors.
Remember when Andy Griffith said, good cracker.
Oh, yeah. And this
Andy
one.
Griffith.
I looked on the shelf. Ritz has come out with a butter garlic flavored cracker.
That might be good.
Oh,
they're good.
They are
them.
Tremendous. Have you tried them, Pion?
Yes.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Now see, now I got to go get Ritz crackers. now you've just reminded me I haven't had any for a long time.
Oh, you have to go get the butter garlic. And
remember
try
a thing called Bacos?
Yes, they still have Bacos.
Bacon flavored cracker.
No. Bacos are the imitation.
Bacos are the little imitation.
Yeah.
What was the cracker? There was chicken and a biscuit.
Chicken and a biscuit.
Which are great. And there was a bacon, an oval-shaped bacon cracker.
Oh, wait.
It tasted like fried bacon grease. It was so good.
Yes.
Holy cow, it was good.
I think
and it tastes just like
too.
Bacon. What's the name of that thing? Google bacon
Nabisco
flavor.
Nabisco makes a bacon cracker.
Yeah, it's...
It was
what was the other
like,
one?
Oh, a long time ago, they had bacon thins.
That's it.
Was that it?
That might be it. The other one was chicken and a biscuit.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah, you
got to
get that.
Yeah, chicken and a biscuit's good. And this one is made by Keebler, and it looks just like I bought them. And it says new on the box, and it's called Pitter Patters. And I think Pitter Patters have been out for a while.
Pitter Patters.
But, yeah, but it says new. It's a cookie. It looks and tastes just like the Girl Scout Do-Si-Dos. You know those peanut butter oatmeal cookies?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. And those are my favorite. So I bought a box of those Keebler things last night, and they are just identical to the Do-Si-Dos from the Girl Scouts.
Remember the slogan, everything's better when it sits on a Ritz?
Yes.
It's a great slogan.
Yeah.
I don't see them advertised either anymore.
No, I don't either. And with some of the new flavors, this garlic, this butter garlic one, you have to try it.
That sounds good.
Oh, man, it's good. Okay, that's all I have.
I believe you. Peon, anything?
Yes, one quick thing.
This is our control board operator, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I went to my first Blues game this year.
Ever?
On Saturday night.
Ever?
No, just this year.
Oh, okay.
And during, I guess it was, I think maybe the first period intermission, or it might have been during the play, during one of the stoppages in play, they have a thing where they
That's
salute.
Nice that they do that. I didn't know they have an intermission for women on their periods.
Yeah.
Yes,
so they take
did.
A break.
In between the first and second period.
The
that
lines,
is very considerate.
Lines for the women's bathroom are pretty long, but...
yeah.
But they do a salute a service man of the night or service person, I guess sometimes it could be a woman, but they show the service man on the Jumbotron and everybody stands up and applauds him. And so I was doing that, and then all of a sudden my phone just started going crazy. It, buzz, 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 text message after text message. I started looking. Apparently, during the game, during that part of the game, they put my face on the television screen on Fox Sports. So, they were just scanning the crowd.
As the honored veteran?
No. No, they were scanning the crowd, people standing up and applauding.
Oh, okay.
So I made the telecast of the Blues game.
You've been
Thursday
on national
night.
Television.
How about that?
And you didn't even know it,
I didn't
you?
Even know it.
Wow.
Yeah. But
well, it just gives you an idea how many people must have been watching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was somebody took a picture of it and put it on Facebook. So I have proof of it. So
that's pretty funny.
That was funny. That was my first time on...
Do they have Kiss Cam at the
baseball? Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah. I guess everybody has to do that now.
Yeah, they do Kiss Cam at the hockey game, at the baseball game. I guess they do it at the football game. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if I like that or not.
No, I like it when they... it's like they go to the couple, and then they're like, no, no, no. One time it was a brother and sister, and they're like, no.
Yeah, one video went viral. I think it was a college football game, and... This guy took his sister, and knowing just that this may happen, that they may be put on the screen, he printed out a piece of paper that said, my sister, with an arrow pointing to the right. And sure enough, they, clever. You know, just by coincidence, they picked those two to be on the Kiss Cam. So he just hurry up, grabbed the piece of paper, unfolded it, and just held it up to the camera.
Well, what's wrong? A lot of families kiss on the lips, their sisters even. Hey, hon, Merry Christmas. Yeah. See you. You know, so if he'd just given her like a quick kiss, would that have been a bad
thing?
Well,
yeah, because anybody that was seeing it and knows the two of them, I mean, shit. Even though,
yeah.
Right, even
sick weirdo. I don't like audience participation in any kind of show. I don't like if I go to a concert and they go, all right, how's everybody feeling? Yeah. I said, how's everybody feeling? Ah. I hate that. And then I hate the, we went to a show. I don't remember. It was some show. We don't go to many concerts. And they were about to do a love song, and they go, so how many people in the audience are in love tonight? And I didn't raise my hand, and my wife got all, you know, you didn't raise your hand. And I said, I forgot. I didn't hear him. No. She wasn't buying it. I hate that stuff. It's like if you've ever visited a church and they ask, anybody is new, stand up if you've never been in a... I can't stand that.
Right.
I can't, because you just... There you are, standing. Everybody's looking at you.
Or any group thing you're asked to go to where you go, all right, we're going to go around the room, and then everybody's going to introduce themselves and talk a little bit about themselves.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I don't want to.
I hate that.
I don't like that. Is that it for the Burke segment?
Yes, that
Let's
was
shut
it.
Her down.
Oh, Pio. Pio's a celebrity.
Yeah. Let's have this. Let's hear it for Pio.
Wow.
Fox Sports.
Yeah, we went. The only reason we went to the game is because, I love the Blues, but my nephew did one of the, you know, in-between periods, they let little hockey groups come out and skate on the, you know, right. Do a little game for a couple minutes, so that's why we went. It's funny to see little 7-year-olds on that giant ice, though.
Oh, they're fun to watch. Little kids skating.
They move
cool.
the goals in about, you know, halfway, so they don't have to have that much to play with. But
some of those little kids can really skate.
Oh, yeah. They can.
I mean, they've been on skates as long
3-4
as
years
walking.
At that point. Yeah.
We're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll take your calls. Jose Hernandez joins us because it's Monday. He'll be in here right after 4 o'clock. Prior to that, it's all yours if you want it. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. I have to thank Peon. He's the first guy that ever introduced me to Louis C.K. I didn't know who that was, and Peon said, oh, he's really funny. Did you watch Saturday Night Live?
I did.
I watched most of it.
I recorded it, and all I've watched is the opening monologue. The guy was hysterical. I mean, you know what I like about him?
Oh, his stand-up
clean.
Is very funny, yes.
And he's clean. He might say damn or something. But
Black Jeopardy is pretty
funny.
Oh, my
goodness. I did watch that. Oh, that's hysterical. Black Jeopardy. And the only white guy on the show was Louis C.K. His name was Mark. And he was a professor of black history at some college. That guy, you talk about a guy who is the everyman's man. He looks just like anybody that could be anybody's neighbor. And I like the fact that it's really, for the most part, a very clean act. He doesn't get up and F everybody. I've not seen him.
Yes, yeah. Some of his stand-ups can be a little blue. But
it's obvious he can do it without that.
Right.
And be good at it. And it's just observational humor. Hundreds of people have done it. But he's found I can't describe why it's different, but it's just different with him.
You should watch his show. I don't think you've ever seen
No, I've never seen the show.
His new season's coming up in May, but Yeah, you should definitely watch it. You would like it.
All right, I'll watch it. If you say it, I'd like it. But most sitcoms, I don't. I just read a review of the new sitcoms coming out. They're pathetic.
Is it a sitcom?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not like in front of a studio audience. It's more like a Curb Your Enthusiasm type of the way they film it and everything.
You know, it's the end of the run for the end of the line for that How I Met Your Mother. I have no idea what this show's about. I know that what's his name, Doogie Howser. He's the star in it. That's all I know. I've never watched it. Never wanted to watch it because I think the title drove me away. And How I Met Your Mother.
Did you watch CBS Sunday Morning?
I recorded it.
They did a spotlight on the main actress of that show. I had never heard of her name before. It's Colby something. I was like, how have I never heard of your name before? She must, I think she stays out of the spotlight for the most part.
No, I've never watched it, but it's the end of the line. Another, like this, maybe it's over already. The last episode has run. So there you go. I got the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. And a quick word here about heating and cooling. And hey, how about, let's see, 70s, low, mid 70s was the forecast. What did we hit? I'll tell you in a second here. We are currently in the St. Louis area, 64 degrees. We didn't make the 74.
Yesterday was
64,
great.
Light rain. You know, take it. Let me just see. Quick forecast. See how much you're going to need. We don't need your air conditioning for a while. Still some heat needed. 40 tonight. Tomorrow, 59. 50 at night, not bad. Wednesday, 66. Thursday, 70. Folks, before you know it, you're going to need to turn the air conditioning on. Woohoo! If there's ever been a spring into summer where people, I think, are thrilled to death at the idea of being hot, it's this year. What a winter. What a miserable, horrible 10 below zero winter. And a lot of people realize this winter that their heating and cooling unit just wasn't doing what it was supposed to be doing. Maybe this is the year you realize it's time to replace it. Maybe this summer that'll be the case. Or maybe just all you need is a good tune-up, but you need a good company, heating and cooling company, and we have it, Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 71 years this year. This is their 71st year in business. And I know it gets repetitious, but I think it's important to let you know that you do not have to worry. You know, when you see these commercials where they make the heating and air conditioning people do part of the TV commercial, for all your heating and cooling needs, call us, the Bryan Boys. We've been serving St. Louis. And they couldn't look more uncomfortable than that stilted sort of, air conditioning, not cooling, call us. I'm Earl, and I'm Bob, and we're Earl and Bob's Heating and Cooling. I don't think Matheny's ever done one of those. My advice to them would be don't do that. They don't need to do it, first of all. 71 years, and what you need to know, because on some of those, it's all about Lennox or Bryant or what, for all your Bryant. I don't care what the name is on your heating and cooling system. Matheny is qualified, certified, trained, up to date. They'll take care of it. They'll work on it. They work on everything. Doesn't matter how big or small. Well, I don't think they probably want to work on, we've got a little bitty house. Doesn't matter. Little house, big business, big house, residential, you know, commercial. They'll take care of you. If you live in St. Louis County, are almost all of St. Charles County, except the very westernmost parts of St. Charles County. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. That's the only name you'll ever need to know. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. Meep, meep.
See how the roads are rolling along with a little bit of drizzle out there. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
For the most part, things look pretty good. We do have a couple of incidents on eastbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road. You've got an accident. It was blocking the left lane. They have moved it to the right shoulder, but traffic is slow near Highway 270 through the Rock Road. A disabled vehicle blocking the right lane northbound 270 at Manchester, and another disabled on westbound 70 at Lindbergh. This traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich filled with grilled chicken and creamy artichoke spread go down, productivity goes up. New lunch combos, another reason to see you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tuesday morning on McGraw Live, our weekly visit with ABC political analyst Ray Hardin. Former Billiken Troy Robertson previews the Final Four. Pat Blassie with travel tips. and we'll talk bourbon, baseball, and barbecue with three great authors. I'm Kelly Jackson. Join us Tuesday morning for McGraw Live on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention men, want to ensure your relationship with your significant other blossoms this spring season? Don't wait another season to make your love life more enjoyable. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available, and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests, including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or just want to perform much better, call now. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. 282-8780.
This is an important message from High Z Advisory Group. If you own mutual funds, listen closely. You may be paying unnecessary fees that could be costing you thousands. If you own $100,000 or more in mutual funds, call the offices of High Z Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116 for a no-obligation review. High Z Advisory Group will review your fee structure to help determine your real gains. Unnecessary fees could add up to thousands a year, especially to those with balances of over $100,000. No what your real fees are. Call 314-909-1116 right now for your no obligation review. It's your right to know these costs, and High Z Advisory Group can help. So if you own $100,000 or more in mutual funds, don't wait. Call this number, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of Peak Nitric Oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-400-3181. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide and free test strips at 1-800-400-3181. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-400-3181.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids. We're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh,
It tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day. Uh-oh. Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming in, I'm going to get the numbers one more time. We'll jump right on them. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Kat is here. Hello, Kat.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I'm you're one of your favorite age. I'm 61 years old.
Now I only have one favorite age, and it's 61.
Yeah.
And
sometimes I say,
I
tell other women things just to make them feel good. Go ahead.
I have bought a many of cars in my life, but I have to tell you, I bought one from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet this weekend, and it was the most pleasant experience that I have ever had in my life. Everyone from the top to the bottom was pleasant. They could anything. I had David Bell with my salesman. He was just, it was just a wonderful experience. I can't tell you.
So you're telling people that I'm not lying when I say you never
again have to hate buying a car. Absolutely not. And, you know, I live in South County by Grants Farm. So that's a little haul for me to go and buy a car when you got Dave Sinclair up the street and this one. But I feel that you are a very honorable man. I also feel Johnny is. And so I wanted to experience for myself, and I have to tell you, it was top class act.
What did you get, Kat?
I got a Chevy Equinox.
Mm-hmm. That's what Dan drives. Yeah. That's what my mother-in-law drives.
I have to tell you, it was a very nice experience. And I also used Jason and Becker just because of you saying so, and I have been very pleased with him. So when you talk the talk, you do the walk.
Well, Kat, I appreciate that. I really do. And thank you for the business, and thanks for listening, and thanks for the loyalty. It's becoming more rare and more rare. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Kat. There you go. New Equinox owner from Londo. This weekend, just this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Scott's here. Hello, Scott.
Well, AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
No, I just heard a commercial. It was one of the professionally produced commercials. And I know you talk about, well, what in the world, you know, it's a memorable commercial, but what's the product? And it's the father who's trying to get their kid to jump in the pool.
Yeah.
And then it's the same father who's trying to get their kid to ride a bicycle. The kid doesn't want dad to let go.
I have to tell you, Scott, I know the commercial you're talking about. And right now I'm sitting here. I couldn't tell you who it's for.
And they're paying lots of money. Why don't they just come to you, Frank?
Well, because sometimes the price scares them, and they don't realize that you get what you pay for. And if it's a very difficult thing to know how to advertise if you have a business, because everybody's coming at you, telling you the same thing, that we are the place you should be advertising. TV, websites, every 200 different cable channels on the TV, then all the radio stations, and it's overwhelming. It really is. I know people in business that have ad agencies, and the only reason they have them is to give the people someplace else to call so they can say no, because they get so tired of getting calls from there are some 15, 20 radio stations that call everybody, and then you got the TV people, and you got cable, and you got Dish and Direct, and you've got you got to get the Google this and the social media that. It's just you'd spend all your time setting up appointments or telling them, no, I'm not interested. So they have somebody to deflect all that.
Well, fortunately, there's the Johnny Landoffs and the people that have caught on.
Peon, what is that commercial for? Where the guy, who's you don't know either.
It was the last one.
Every day we run it. We just ran it. We don't know who it's for. I know.
I'm doing it, Dad.
Take a look, Peon. Take a look. See who it's for. Where I don't want to jump in. The water's cold. Come on, honey. And she said, I did it. I don't know who it's for. Peon can tell us. He'll find it. This is great. Scott, I'm glad you made this call because the thing I try my best to tell advertisers is I don't care how clever or funny or creative, if it's over and nobody remembers who you are, how are they supposed to contact you? How are they supposed to come to your place?
Exactly.
We haven't found it yet.
And over the years, these are people who, for whatever reason, I bought vehicles at Bellman. I bought a boat at Cope Marine. And these are all, I don't know if they're bringing back good memories or bad memories. But
no, they're all good
but
memories.
I went to these places because of you.
No, they're all good memories. When somebody says they're not going to advertise anymore, the first thing I want to make sure of is that I didn't fail. That, you know, not that it wasn't effective. And that's rarely the case. What happens is they get nervous and they're on a month and they go, well, you know what, it's setting the world on fire. Landoff himself would tell you it took a year. It took a year before it was a break-even deal for him. And now there's not a day, I don't think, he doesn't sell a car or cars to people in this audience. And so they get nervous. Then they get hit by the biggest thing that happens is once the other radio stations or the ad agencies hear them on this show, they contact them. They have people assigned to just monitor the show. And if they hear somebody on here, they know they're spending money. They know they got money. So they go after them, and they're real good at it. It's a pretty easy sales pitch to talk somebody out of advertising on this show. I could do it. It's easy.
I'm sure you have, but I'm sure the people are thanking you instead of cursing you for it.
Yeah, well, Scott, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the National Association of Realtors.
Wow. You know what? Get another commercial. Because there's nothing in that that makes me think of a real estate agent. It's daddy having the kid jump in the pool. Whatever. Glad to have their business. All right, so it's tax time. And most people, I guess, my daughter just did hers on TurboTax. She did it herself. She's real proud of that. I think she had $1,500 back or something. But I went and I pulled a couple of numbers that will stun you. Now, the reason I did this is I'm watching TV, I don't know, last Tuesday or Wednesday. And they put up on the screen just interesting facts this time of year. And it said the average American family, the average working American family, has under $3,600 in savings. Okay? And I thought, wow, that does not sound good. Then on the flip side of that, I want Peon, you first, then Dan. I just pull the numbers based on tax returns and census, whatever. The number of millionaires in the United States, and this means net worth, in this case, it means net worth of $1 million or more, excluding your home. So forget the house, even if it's paid off, $1 million free and clear or more. How many in the United States?
Wow.
750,000.
What do you think? Man, I was just going to go 500,000.
9.5 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Now everybody's really depressed. There are 9.5 million people in this country who are millionaires. Now, get this. The number of households in the United States where the net worth is 25 million or more is 132,000.
Mm. What do these people do for a living? Who are these people?
And then, let's go down to 100,000. Families with net worth of 100,000 or more, 38.6 million. So, if you look at those numbers, you think, well, everybody's richer than I am. The whole country's full of rich people. Then you flip over, the average family savings, 3,600. So, we got to keep in mind, there's what, 330 million people in this country? The numbers I just gave you would account for... Wow, I mean, not even, what's 9.5, let's make it 10 million out of 100, what is that, 0.3% or something of those people are million? So don't feel so bad because remember, you got to remember the total number. We've got a lot of people living in the United States, so sometimes you have a tendency, it's like, you ever go to somebody's house and then you go, well, I wonder what these people do for a living. You look around, don't get depressed because you can always go for every one of those houses. You can visit 1,000 homes where you walk away feeling real good about yourself and your situation because they are struggling, to say the least. First Community Credit Union, speaking of money, if you need to borrow some money for home improvement, and a lot of people will this spring, you can get, depending, of course, on a lot of things that I don't have time to go into, but they'll sit down with you and evaluate this. You can get up to $25,000 in the form of a home improvement loan at First Community Credit Union. Maybe it's time to put the siding up. Maybe it's time to finally get a real landscaper out there. Maybe you're replacing all the windows with Window World windows. Maybe you need a new roof. Whatever it is, up to $25,000. Up to, that's important, $25,000 from First Community Credit Union. Hope you enjoyed the yard sale this past Saturday. It'll be on again next Saturday with your host, Paul Warner, exclusive sponsor, First Community Credit Union. I have been doing all my banking there for, I want to say it's 7 years now. I'm close. That's another thing I'm not good at, is a timeline. Like, if you guys said to me, when did we take our first trip to Jamaica? I have no clue. I don't know. I'm not good at that. But I think First Community Credit Union has been with us about 7 years. And it's a terrific place to bank. Other than that, you're just going to have to, the only way you'll know what we're talking about when we say that is you become a member. Do your banking there, too. I'm inviting you to do that. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, they were working with that accident on eastbound 70 near St. Charles Rock Road. It's off on the right shoulder. Actually, it looks like it's just been cleared. On that, now a new stall on westbound 44 at Grand. It is being partially blocking the right lane. This report brought to you by At Home. At Home, the home decor superstore, is now open in Fenton, O'Fallon, Illinois, and Bridgeton. Endless possibilities for the decorating at an unbelievable value. Go in and make yourself at home. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dad, what are you doing in my cape?
I'm not Dad. I'm Safety Man.
Any parent can be a safety hero. It just takes a few simple steps. Start by replacing older smoke alarms with Kidde worry-free alarms. The 10-year sealed-in lithium battery means these alarms are always on. No low battery chirps and no battery replacement for 10 years. And Kidde makes it simple to choose the right alarm for the right location. Help make fire safety worry-free and give back the cape. Kidde worry-free alarms, available at the Home Depot.
The Big 550.
KTRS. St. Louis.
Streaming